प्रभा ले बाबा को साथ, उठो रे प्रिय आत्मन, जागो हे प्रिय आत्मन, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, प्रीतम से कर मिलन, जागो आत्मन, उठो आत्मन, आई रे प्रभा।
ओम शांति। Experiencing a close relationship with Baba. On the basis of just 1 second, experience Amritvela. It is possible for you to be the embodiment of experience and have all attainments for the entire day and night that follows. At that time, Bab Dada is free to speak to each one of one to their heart's content. He is free to listen to their request, to erase their weaknesses, to forgive numerous forms of sin. Bab Dada is free to see both the love and the mischief of the children. He is free for everything. The meeting in the early morning hours is not an official meeting. Baba is there in the form of innocent Lord Bholenath, who bestows all treasures. To recognize the value of Amrit Vela, recognize that this is the time for easy attainment. Take full benefit from this time. Fill your apron with all rewards from the treasure store. Take whatever fortune you choose from the bestower of blessings and the bestower of fortune. Baba is ready to draw for you the lines of destiny. So allow the bestower of blessings to draw for you the most elevated lines of fortune. At that time, God is in His innocent form. He is loveful. And so, on the basis of love, take from Him the lines of elevated fortune. For however many births you choose, whatever you choose to be, in the 8 jewels or in the rosary of 108, Bab Dada is giving you an open offer. So what more do you want? Become the master and claim your right. At that time, there is no lock on the treasure at all. It is not even necessary to use the key of labor. Otherwise, this key of labor would be needed throughout the whole day. There should simply be one thought. Whatever I am, as I am yours. So at Amrit Vela, Baba is sitting free, unofficial hours. Throughout the day, he is in his office. In the morning time, he is in his drawing room, or probably he is in his garden, sitting on the reclining chair and resting. So if you go in the daytime, there is a big queue and probably you had to stand in the line. And he is wearing coat and tie, probably. He is in his official dress on his seat. And on his table, so many files already kept. While in the morning, he is just relaxing. He is the innocent Lord, Bholenath, in the morning. also Bhulanath, the Lord who forgets everything. So Baba says, in the morning time, He fulfills your desires, He forgives your sins, He erases your mistakes, your weaknesses, He listens to your requests, He is free for everything. So Amrit Vela is the time when God is sitting free. So be with Him. Feel His presence deeply. Baba has given a good statement to say, whatever I am, as I am yours. Jo hu, jaisa hu. Whatever I am, as I am yours. This is the act of ultimate surrender. I just surrender. Baba doesn't see how much intelligent you are, how many degrees you are carrying under your belt, how many feathers you have in your cap. He sees the innocence of the heart. He Himself is the innocent Lord. He sees your innocence, your surrender. Whatever I am, as I am just yours. I may not be special. I don't have many good qualities. I am not as sharp as others. My speech is unintelligent. Thinking not so elevated. The quality of churning not so much. Reading very meager. Intellect petty. But whatever I am, as I am yours. Baba says, just become the master and claim the right. At Amrit Vela, the treasures are kept just like that without any key. No need of key of labor. Treasures are kept, come and take. What you want? Intelligence? Take. What you want? Wisdom? Take. Knowledge? Come and take. Virtues? Come and take. Powers? Come and take. Treasures? Come and take. Fortune? Come and take. Attainments? Come and take. If you want money, you can take that also. But come with clean heart, come with pure mind. In today's Vardhan, Baba said, if your vritti is becoming unstable, if your vritti is agile, chanchal, what you do? What they do when a child is very much unstable, nimble, unsteady, they tie him. So you tie your vritti, your agile vritti, to all the relationships with Baba, and they will become calm. So connect with Him, with all your hearts. How much the sense of surrender is there within us. Surrender is a very deep quality. It's not so easy job. The ego keeps on raising its ugly head, hood. Smashing of this ego is the beginning of surrender. Leo Tolstoy has written a beautiful story. The story is about Russian Archbishop. A bishop once hears that there is an island and there are three men there and they are becoming very popular amongst public. Now people are no more coming to me, they are going to these three people and people think that they are saints. So this bishop, head of the church, thinks, what is this happening? When I am sitting, people are not coming to me and people are going to these people. And who are these people? These three people, that people have started worshipping them as gods. I must investigate this. So he hires a boat and reaches to see who are these new gods, new competitors in the market. How come people are coming, going to them? There must be some deceptive people, cunning people. So let me take stock of the situation. So he reaches there. The moment he reaches, all three people come and they start saying, oh, you have come. We are so happy that you have come. Please come, have a seat. Lot of hospitality. Then he feels little better. These are not egoistic people. Because he had come to smash their ego. But when he sees that they are respecting him, he is little assured. Then he says to them, I heard that people have started worshipping you. They said, we really do not know all that. He feels better. Then he asks him, what are you doing over here that people are thinking of you as gods? He says, we really do not know anything. We are just living here. We sleep. We sit. We pray to God. That's it. He said, prayer? What prayer you do? So that one person says to another, you tell. The second one says, you tell. Says, what is this happening? Tell, what is your prayer? The three people say, we are uneducated. We don't know language. We don't have any prayer. But we have constructed our own prayer. And we feel ashamed to say in front of you because you might laugh at us. That's why we are saying to each other that. Let the other person speak. The bishop says, no, but I want to hear your prayer. Tell, what is the prayer? So very hesitantly, one person says, our prayer is, he is God. O God, you are three. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Trinity in Christianity. God the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And then we say to God, God, you are three. We are also three. Please accept our prayer. Amen. The bishop says, this is your prayer? He says, yes, this is our prayer. We don't know what prayer to say. He says, blasphemy. Dharmaglani, this is too much. How can you just insult God? Stop this prayer. Now I will teach you proper prayer. And he teaches them a big orthodox Christian poem, prayer. And those people are just sitting like this at his feet, listening to him. Oh, such a prayer. We really did not know. God must be angry with us till now because of our prayer. Now we will try to learn it by heart. And they try to learn by heart. But then one of the persons says, well, I have forgotten. Please tell again. It's such a big poem. It is taken directly from the scriptures. So that bishop narrates the poem again. Prayer again. But the third person says, again I have forgotten. It's such a big, please can you, it is our humble request. Please, you are such a great person. So that bishop inside feels little better. His ego is preserved, satisfied. So after teaching them all the proper way to pray to God, he feels very happy that he has done some benefit to the world and he is back on his journey in his boat. So while he is on the halfway, he sees that these three people are coming walking on the water. He is shocked to see them. And they say, please, 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 we have forgotten your prayer. Tell us once again. He just falls down at their feet. He says, just continue your prayer. You need not to come to me. Your prayer is greater than my prayer. I am defeated. So what these three people had? Innocence. You know, our journey of knowledge starts with ignorance, agyan. So our journey starts from ignorance, from agyan, and then we come in gyan. Okay? But the highest form of gyan is innocence. So our journey again goes towards innocence. Niragastha. You become innocent like a child. Earlier you were like a child only. Here you become adult. But from adult again you enter into childhood. So child, adult and again child. The real jnani person is a child. If you see our dadis, Nirmala Shanta Dadi, like a child. Not all. There are sometimes old people get more irritable. It's not that. With old age will come sweetness. It is not about aging. It's about your internal sadhana, nature, your maturity that leads to innocence. Not the old age. Had it been so, then every old person must have been very sweet, but it's not like that. Sometimes they hit you like anything. So, innocence is the result of maturing of wisdom. Innocence is the result of maturity of jnana. Innocence is the result of blossoming, flowering of jnana. When the jnana reaches its highest stage, pinnacle, parakashta, it is converted into ignorance, innocence. Jesus Christ was asked, tell us, O Lord, who will enter the kingdom of heaven? He was asked, who will enter the kingdom of heaven? So he walked around and there was a small child. He picked up that girl and let her sit on his shoulder. And he said, only those who are like a child shall enter the kingdom of God. Not everyone. One who becomes like a child will enter the kingdom of God. A child means innocence. So Baba says at Amrit Vela, God Himself is the innocent Lord, Bholenath. He is not sitting in His official dress. He is sitting in a relaxed manner. Free for you. Whatever you want, you ask, you will get. Ask and it shall be given. Knock and it shall be open. Seek and ye shall find. Whatever you want. Treasures are just open in front of you. Just express your desire. There is no key of labor. But throughout the day, key of labor is needed. Because everywhere there are locks. Everywhere you have to work hard throughout the day. That's why this time of Amrit Vela is very important. Extremely important. Not wasting a single minute of Amrit Vela. This empowers you. Amrit Vela empowers you. Amrit Vela makes you supercharged with super energy. Amrit Vela is not an ordinary thing. It's a time of high vibrations. There is a strong electrical charge. Your mind is also a battery. Baba says soul is a battery. It gets discharged. So Amrit Vela is a time when you connect with the supreme battery. And when you connect with the battery, you have to remain very stable. feel as if, you know, you can imagine at Amrit Vela, this is a yoga you can do. This is the battery. And these are those layers. You are connected to God. And feel, it is charging, charging, charging. It was 10%. Now as the Amrit Vela progresses, feel 20%, 30%, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, full charged. You can create that visualization. That soul is a battery and it is getting charged. And once it is charged, then throughout the day, intermittent charging is needed. So 3 hours charging at Amrit Vela will keep you recharged for the next 21 hours. 21 hours or 21 births, whatever you call it. But this 3 hours charging is a must thing. So it helps you get back all your powers. So Baba says, stay alert, awake at Amrit Vela and take whatever you want from Baba. There shouldn't be a wink of sleep. The soul should be so alert, full of joy, full of ecstasy. Look at the chirping. Hear the chirping of the birds. They get up. Nature is alert. Nature is awake. Look at the rains. When the rains come, everything is fresh. There is a fragrance from the earth. Feel that fragrance. So just as this rain comes and everything becomes fresh, so also feel that the God of rains, God Shiva Baba, He comes, Indra, and He is showering rains all over the land, barren land. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, this is a sandy land, Retili Zameen. And He comes as a rains and falls. And everything becomes lush green. Feel the fragrance. He is showering rains upon me, upon the barren land of my heart. And see flowers, birds, butterflies. Everything is so fresh in the atmosphere. So Amrit Vela, He is innocent Lord Bholenath. No keys, no key of labor, treasures are open. Whatever you want, get it done. Your work is done. He is not sitting in his table with coat and tie. No official dress. He is sitting on wheelchair, in reclining chair. Very easily, nicely, night dress in his garden. With a cup of juice. You can just talk with him anything. He's about to go for a walk. So, you can go and meet him anytime. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Experiencing a close relationship with Baba. On the basis of just 1 second experience, Amrit Vela, it is possible for you to be the embodiment of experience and to have all attainments for the entire day and night that follows. At that time, Bab Dada is free to speak to each one to their heart's content. He is free to listen to their request, to erase their weaknesses, and to forgive numerous forms of sin. Bab Dada is free to see both the love and the mischief of the children. He is free for everything. The meeting in the early morning hours is not an official meeting. Baba is there in the form of innocent Lord who bestows all treasures. To recognize the value of Amrit Vela, recognize that this is the time for easy attainment. Take full benefit from this time. Fill your apron with all rewards from the treasure store. Take whatever fortune you choose from the bestower of blessings and the bestower of fortune. Baba is ready to draw for you the lines of destiny. So, allow the bestower of blessings to draw for you the most elevated lines of fortune. At that time, God is in His innocent form. He is loveful, and so on the basis of love, take from Him the lines of elevated fortune. For however many worlds you choose, whatever you choose to be in the eight jewels or in the rosary of 108, Bab Dada is giving you an open offer. So what more do you want? Become the master and claim your right. At that time, there is no lock on the treasure at all. It is not even necessary to use the key of labor. Otherwise, this key of labor would be needed throughout the whole day. There should simply be the one thought, whatever I am, as I am yours. Om Shanti.
जागरण